T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am watching some fantastic television lately and loving it. I just finished The White Lotus. Now I'm watching, of course, on Tim Lammer's recommendation, 9 Perfect Strangers. So he's joining us today to talk about a new series and then a new Netflix movie. I'm going to have to put it on the list because I'm enjoying what I'm watching so much. But Tim, always great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Jordana. And yes, for sure, the series, I think you're really going to like it. Very inventive comedy series on Hulu called Only Murders in the Building. It's got a stellar cast, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. Basically it's a takeoff of the true crime podcast craze where three strangers in this apartment building in New York, they have no interest in one another until by happenstance they find out that they're all the fans of the same true crime podcast. Then a person mysteriously is murdered in this apartment building, so they start digging because of their natural curiosity, and they start their own true crime podcast as they investigate the crime. And it is so cool because once they start gathering facts about the victim, we find out that not everybody in the trio is as they seem. The mystery deepens. There's some really fun cameos in the show that I won't spoil for you. But look, you get Steve Martin and Martin Short together, they're just magic. They really are. Plus, the thing is, you know, they've done movies together. They got a touring show together. This is one of those rare series, Jordana, where I went in knowing that it was going to be great, and it is.
I'm so glad because, again, the duo of them, my kids love Selena Gomez. I've been watching her for a long time as well. Now, when I think Steve Martin and Martin Short, I just think of like slapsticks and laughs. And is that what this is, or is it more like dramedy?
The writing is terrific. It's not so much slapstick. They just have such of a great rapport together. And there are some laugh out loud funny lines in this thing, too. So, you know, it's their characters that make it so entertaining. Martin Short is this failed Broadway producer trying to live, you know, the life of an extravagant, successful Broadway producer. Steve Martin is a former TV actor who was famous for one role. So, you know, they're both so wonderful in this show. And you're right, Selena Gomez, I think that it was a great addition because now parents and kids can watch this together because they're fans of everybody, and that all three of them work together so well. But again, it's the cameos that are really just, I'm doubling over with laughter at some of the stuff that goes on.
Can't
with
wait.
Cameos in this show.
Love it. And good for Hulu. I've been watching a lot on Hulu, so
that's
next on my list.
Shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a Netflix original movie. This one is called Kate.
Jesus, Kate, what happened to you?
I missed. I think I was poisoned before the hit. V, who was the target?
The Grand Honcho of the Yakuza.
How much time do I have?
14 hours, maybe 15.
Kate, it's gonna be okay.
You won't get any more questions from me after today.
It's called Kate with Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's another one of those deals. Woody Harrelson's name pops up, I'm in. And, you know, Kate is Mary Elizabeth Winstead. She's a one-woman killing machine. From a young age, Kate was mentored by this character played by Woody Harrelson to become this assassin. And she carries out a high-profile hit in Japan, but then she's mysteriously poisoned with a high dosage of radioactive material, has one day to live. So she obtains this medical stimulant enough to get her through the next 24 hours so she can track down who poisoned her and why. So lots of action in this movie, reminiscent of the recent femme fatale movies I've reviewed on this show, including Jolt, including Gunpowder Milkshake. You know, again, lots of action, lots of violence, though, Jordana, lots of blood. Mm-hmm. The narrative is probably closer to Gunpowder Milkshake because character Kate takes on this young girl under her wing, much in the same way Karen Gillan did in Gunpowder Milkshake. I personally like Gunpowder Milkshake better than Kate, but this still is a very entertaining movie. Number one viewed film on Netflix as of
really?
The moment. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, so nothing funny with Woody Harrelson, just a dramatic role.
You still kind of laugh at him anyway, just because he's so good. There's just something about him. He cracks me up. But no, much more serious deal going on this time around, although I think he does have a couple lines that might make you laugh briefly.
Okay, so we do have a minute here. We can talk about White Lotus. Did you finish it?
I did, yeah. It's one of those shows that I didn't catch it at the beginning, and then Paul was urging me to watch the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start watching a show like that, you can't stop. So, yeah, I got through. I think there are 6 episodes, and, yeah, it is a crazy series, a very unexpected series. A lot of things going on here that I really didn't expect. I mean, you know, the sky's the limit, obviously, with streaming, just like it was with cable way back when. You know, this is not broadcast-friendly television, but it is just one bizarre show, isn't it? I mean, what did you think of it?
I loved it. There were characters, you know, that I hated in it, but you felt like you had to watch them because at some point you were sympathetic to them. So it was, I loved it. I thought it was terrific. And you keep waiting. This is not a spoiler, but at the very beginning, you know that somebody dies. So it was sort of like, you know, playing a game of Clue the whole time. Like, okay, who's going to die? And we had all these, it invokes the conversation. We had all these theories and everybody thinks it's this person or it's that person. So it was fun to watch and talk it through all along.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It's a great murder mystery, and I think the one character you and I will agree is the most hateable is the one played by Jake Lacy. I described him to Paul as a poor man's Tom Cruise. He puts on those sunglasses. He looks like Tom Cruise, but not quite.
He was horrible, though. He was like a spoiled,
Mama's
rich
boy.
Kid. Oh, I just hated him. Oh,
but a great show. Like you say, it keeps you riveted the whole time you're watching it.
Well, Tim, always great to talk with you. And boy, there's such great movies and television out that I guess it keeps you busy and it keeps us watching. So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you in a few days.
All right. Thanks, Jordana.
You got it. Tim's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can always find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.